This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Stackers. Just a quick note before we hit play on today's episode. Today, we're celebrating a huge achievement. Our amazing writer, Paulette Perhatch, as you will hear, is celebrating the anniversary today of her fund. And for this part of the show, we'll call it the Get Lost Fund. But that's not what it's called. It's called a different off fund. And what's neat about this fund is not the fact that she wrote it on a smaller publication. She wrote a piece on a smaller publication talking about needing to build and have this fund and how great it is when you have this fund in your pocket. It got picked up by the New York Times. And this word that we're going to have a lot today is appeared on the front page of then many publications all over the place. I remember 2016 when this all exploded. It was really cool. And I'm honored to work with Paulette for that reason, among many others. However, if you have young people around or people that won't like hearing that word, even though we're going to bleep it out over and over and over, probably not the best episode for them to listen to. So I would just want to warn you that today's episode is going to have a lot of bleeps. All right. That said, I still love it. I've already listen to it. Karen, our showrunners, listen to it. I think you're going to love today's show. Let's get rolling.
You bladder, mung dang noodle, you shot and shifter pastor, you snort punger, lay monger, snack yourself. Not a finger!
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and today we're talking about a holiday tradition that might surprise you. Joining us today are our regulars. We'll be talking about our own traditions, including the tradition to stack Benjamins every year. Joining us is a man who doesn't even know what day it is because he's retired. From LenPenzo.com, it's father time. Nah, it's just his older brother, Len Penzo. We also welcome a man who has the annual tradition of smiling once. OG! And then a woman who bucks tradition, including the tradition of spending only the money you have in your bank account, Paulette Perhatch. But that's not all. Later, I'll swoop in with my traditional trivia question. And now, a guy who's here for you year after year, it's Joe Saul Sehy.
Hey there, Stackers, and happy Friday to you. I'm super excited to be talking traditions today. And as is tradition, we are hoping to kick off a fantastic weekend with you. And let's start off by meeting our team here together for the first time in our entirety in 2023. We'll start off with a guy across the card table whose name might rhyme with get off my lawn. It's Mr. OG. How are you, man?
I don't worry about people coming on my lawn. I've got the big fence around it. It's like board on board cedar. It's 8 feet tall.
The wiring across the
top. Barbed wire, armed guards.
Guard tower. Right.
Absolutely. And that voice you just heard briefly there, the woman who, when asked cash or charge, said, please charge it to somebody else's account. It's Paulette Perhatch. How are you?
I'm good, especially when I'm going out to dinner with you, Joe.
Charge it to him. That was a fun dinner, by the way. That was a super fun dinner.
Totally worth it. Whatever bill you got.
Got to do that again. And the guy who, when dreaming, instead of counting sheep, he counts bars of gold bullion. It's Mr. Len Penzo. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. But, you know, I always feel jealous of people who always try to start out the new year on the right foot, because I never, ever can. I'm like destined to never be able to. You know why that is?
Because you're left footed.
Inertia.
That's, I have two left feet. That's correct.
I feel so good. I got to the joke.
You got that one.
I got it.
You got that one.
Is that a great way to start the year? Now, if I could take part in our trivia challenge halfway through this, I'd be pretty well off. Hey, today we're going to be talking about traditions. There's a piece that I read this last week at CNN.com, which is about KFC and Christmas. Big Christmas tradition, Mr. Penzo, in Japan is eating at KFC. Is that the same tradition you have in the Len Penzo household? Every Christmas, get some extra crispy?
At the Penzo household, no. KFC at Christmas is not. We do the beef brisket on Christmas Eve, and we do the what we call it chickadelle, but it's really cavatelle. It's Italian pasta I make homemade. We do that on Christmas Day. But let me say this. I love KFC, and every chance I can have KFC, it's Christmas Day when I do get to have KFC.
It feels like another Christmas Day.
It does feel like Christmas Day. I love KFC.
My daughter lived in Japan for a few years and said that it was just packed. Christmas Day at KFC was just packed. But you know what? It's gotten to the point in Japan that they don't even think about it. What traditions do we have that we don't even think about? You guys have been nice enough to create some list for us. We're going to walk through some of our money spending traditions. What are some things we just blow some cash, don't think about it? But before that, Paulette, you know what I was thinking about as I was planning out this episode? I was thinking, where are we going to put these things? This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. It's Military Appreciation Month, and I want to share appreciation for one of our stackers I met in Cleveland for the second time. Keith just drove his car off the road. But Keith, a proud military member, I enjoyed seeing Keith. And you know what? Eric was there too, who was in the Marines. But both of these fine gentlemen served our country that I met in Cleveland. I want to give a shout out to them. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just Keith and Eric, but all their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. They offer 24/7 help from their U.S.-based member service centers. They offer resources like Best Cities After Service to help veterans transition to civilian life and Best Careers for Military Spouses to support our military families. All branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families are eligible for Navy Federal membership. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate this month, and you'll see all of our Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. And we figured it out. We'll just put it right there. We got Paulette here. We got OG here. We got Len. We got Doug. So let's move. Right. This KFC thing, guys, a tradition in Japan. What are some traditions at your house where you maybe spend some money and don't really think about it? Paulette, what's a money spending tradition? Let's kick off this discussion that you put on your list.
Okay, so this is my favorite one. Whenever we have like a big win, every 2 to 3 years, like big new job, something amazing happens, we go to Ruth's Chris, which is just an amazing steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. And you're nodding your head. Are you a Ruth's Chris fan?
Yeah, I love Ruth's Chris, especially because they'll let me get KFC when I'm there sometimes. They actually will. I can order that and they'll just run outside around the corner.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then they'll charge you an extra $100.
Yeah, I have some in my purse. I like to do I stack a little bit of the chicken on top of the steak and just do it that way.
Beautiful.
I've only been kicked out once, but yeah, that's really my favorite.
Where did the Ruth's Chris come from, by the way? Why Ruth's Chris?
So my sister works in high-level security, and so she gets exposed to a lot of the things that people who can afford high-level security have. So she's the one who reports back about the nice things. So that was her idea, and she kind of started it, and she will kind of take me out when I had the whole F off fund thing happen. Gosh, 6 years ago, she like took me out to celebrate, which is just amazing and really nice. And I think celebrating that way cements the joy and the feeling that like things are going well. I think that celebrating is really important, and we kind of undervalue the importance of that.
But what's amazing is how, you know, it became Ruth's Chris instead of just celebrating at, I mean, case in point, KFC or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, do you have a place that you go specifically that's your celebration place like Paulette has?
No, we do something a little similar when it comes to birthdays. You know, whoever's birthday it is, they get to pick. There's really no limit to it. Although I did try to get Alinea for my birthday and I was promptly shot down. Which was BS because it was my birthday and I was paying.
What's Alinea?
Oh, it's this phenomenal restaurant in Chicago.
Mm. And they had reservations available and we could have just, you know, jumped on the plane and gone. I mean, it was like let's go. And I was told no.
Wow.
But everybody else gets to go out to eat on their birthday. So that's cool.
There's a tradition. I just jump in the plane and head to Chicago.
Not in the plane, in a plane.
I have a new tradition. It's called I leave my family to go do whatever the hell I want. That's what I would have.
I have that on my list, actually. That one's on my list, too. So
before we get to that, Len, do you have a specific place that's your celebration place like Paula has?
Absolutely. Benihana. I think I've mentioned here many times. I love Benihana. And to the owners there, whoever's running that company, I'm happy to sponsor you guys if you so wish. So I can't say enough good things about Benihana.
You just like it when they do the choo-choo with the onions, don't you?
You know what? I've always said I'm a comic's best audience, and I'm the Benihana chef's best audience. I laugh, and I have a good time. Every time, it's like the first time they've done it when I see that trick, you know? It's like the same trick. I know all the tricks, you know? They only have a handful, but they do, you know?
Yes.
Those
shrimp tails go into their pocket, and you start cracking up like you've never seen it before.
Or or they make the rice the heartbeat, and you know, and they say, you know, they put the spatula under the rice in the form of a heart, and they make it beat. Oh yeah, that's like, I just look at them every time, and say, gosh, that's so clever, you guys, good job.
I can see all the chefs, and they go back to the back room. Man, I had this guy. You should have seen him. It's just eating out of my hand.
Pins and needles.
Yeah. Oh gee, what's on your list?
So my other one or another one that I have on my list is, Paulette, you kind of gave it away. Just go somewhere by yourself. Although this year I didn't do it. Also around Christmas, I like to have a couple of fingers of scotch and go sit outside by the fire by myself and like do my best Christmas Nick Offerman impersonation. If you haven't seen that on YouTube, where he just has a YouTube of 45 minutes of him sitting in a chair drinking scotch. Staring at the camera, just sitting there with the fire in the background. Just leave me alone. Give me a moment. I need a moment. However long this glass lasts.
I started to turn last year. I thought going to Disney by myself would be this tradition because I like Disney. I like going there by myself. I went twice last year, and the second time I was so bored. I was so bored.
But your family loved it.
Yeah.
I know.
Len, do you got a place where you go alone and spend money?
You know, it's turned into, I mean, this is a tradition. On New Year's, we always host a little New Year's party here. And I get a prime rib, a real prime rib, and that has turned into, you know, it's been a very fun and enjoyable tradition. And one of the things I like to do is every year I kind of change the way I cook that prime rib. I'm trying to perfect the way to get that thing cooked absolutely perfectly. So that's kind of a fun thing for me to do.
We'll have to compare notes, Len, because that's our Christmas Day dinner is prime rib. So I think I got it licked.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, I've tried lots of different ways. I tried a new one this year, too, and it's kind of fun. I just love seeing how they come out every year.
Yeah. Include me on that email.
Okay.
I wrote down some traditions that I've seen a lot around me lately. We have friends that do a ton of decorating for every holiday. Like redo the entire house. For Valentine's Day, we go over to their house and it's going to be all Valentine's. And then that all comes down and it's all St. Patrick's. And then that all comes down and it's all, you know, the next thing and the next one. And I just think, how much time do we spend changing up all these decorations? I mean, the amount of money we spend on decorating and redecorating the house. Paulette, you lean that far into the holidays?
No, it's really funny. And then the novel I work on, one of the families does that. And so the mom has like a spatula that's like a Easter egg. But that's like, if that's like your thing, that's great. But it is like, you've got to have a lot of storage. And when you think about like fast fashion, I think about like fast holiday decorating. As long as you're not throwing all that stuff away, if you have the storage, I think that's fine. But if you buy it and then you just donate it every year. But yeah, I mean, people can have their things, and I love seeing people's holiday decorations, at least like usually Christmas decorations outside. But yeah, I mean, if that's your thing, go for it. But I certainly do not. Yeah.
Well, and on that note, I was thinking about just the idea of, and was this true in your family too? Let's have an old guy moment. When I just remember growing up, and I would
you can help, include Doug.
I would help my mom do the Christmas cards. Like, you know, just not even just Christmas cards. Let's talk about just greeting cards in general, right? Just the amount of money that people used to spend anyway on greeting cards. And the oldest members of my family still send me greeting cards. You get many cards in the mail?
Yep. We still do it. The Honeybee sends them out every year. I noticed over the years, the numbers have dwindled to, it's probably 30% of what we originally got 20 years ago. And I think that's because they're so expensive and it is a lot of time. And, you know, you got the stamps, you got the cards, but yeah, that's something we still do. And then the cards we get, we proudly put them up in our game room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 We show them. Yeah, yeah. They're all for the holidays. Everybody's
look
cards.
At how many friends I have.
All six of them.
Yes. Well, not as many as I used to.
Well, I'm actually glad to hear you say that, Len, because we were just talking about that, wondering we either fell out of favor with an awful lot of people or not as many people are sending cards anymore.
Yeah, I think it's the latter, Doug. It's the latter.
Yeah, I hope it's the latter. Otherwise, I'm not nearly as likable as I thought I was.
Paula, you were saying you like the greeting card thing.
Yeah, I love it. And I love Postable, which does like handwritten cards, like computer handwritten. It's like a handwritten font. And just for me, I think it's an ADHD thing where like mailing something, it's like, forget about it. So many moving pieces. Like, I cannot do it. So with Postable, I know, and I swear, they don't pay me, but like, I really do love it. You just go online and I could type everyone their own card and include a picture and put it on there. I didn't get to it this year. And it actually prompted me to go to my calendar next year and every Saturday in December schedule 2 hours to do something around the holidays. Because I saw one post by someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas and was from a different country and came in and they were shocked and they were like, it is just like a part-time job that everyone has during December. That's what Christmas is in the US because there's so much work around it to do, which is it can be joyful and I think it's great, but like you have to schedule it in. And I was just super busy.
I wrote down one more tradition that just trying to think kind of deeply about this. And this one's going to go way back. I mean, this is just something is so innate that we don't even think about anymore. Just the idea of having a yard, like just the idea of, hey, I have landscaped the area in front of my abode and this is all now belongs to me. Like, where does the idea that we need a fully landscaped yard and spend a ton of money, where does that come from, OG?
I have no idea.
Homeowners Association back in the 1700s.
He's apparently our historian.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard it came from England, where the rich people were just showing off that they could grow inedible grasses, that they had so much land that they didn't need to use their land for crops, so they would grow inedible grasses on it.
No, I've heard something similar, Paulette, I think along those lines. Yeah.
Well, then I trust Doug. But I have a friend who started a company. He helps people do edible landscapes in St. Louis, and his yard is awesome and amazing. And I always think about if I bought the house that I'm in right now, how much I would like love to just have him come down for a week and help me plan out how to make my yard into like a beautiful edible landscape.
So it's like one giant gummy bear.
It is Willy Wonka. It's Mother Nature Willy Wonka style. It's amazing.
I mean, when you say edibles, all I'm thinking.
I would love to drive through OG's neighborhood and I see the OG family all grazing in the front yard.
But I mean, it's ridiculous that it's silly to have food growing in your yard. Like to us, we're like, oh, wouldn't that be crazy? And it just shows like
it'd
how
be great.
We're so disconnected from nature and our food. So yeah,
we started growing some rosemary. Didn't start mint because, you know, when you start mint, your whole yard is just mint. Everything grows like a weed. Yeah. But rosemary and some basil last year.
Mm.
Joe, there's a tradition that you haven't asked me about that you were a part of for about, between 10 and 15 years.
You sent out holiday CDs.
Yeah, that was an enormous amount of effort and a pretty significant cost and probably took me better part of 6 weeks or more to put together a CD of holiday songs that were not this. I mean, there were always some of the standards that, you know, we've all heard, but then I tried to really get far afield and get into a lot of unusual ones. Custom made the covers and family pictures on it and a note from the family and all of that. And now both of the Fintern especially hates Christmas music because they grew up having to listen to it for all of November as I was screening the songs I was going to have, you know, on the way to school and back. They were just forced to listen to versions
of
the CD.
You wrecked Christmas.
I absolutely ruined Christmas for them.
Wow.
But I never really... Were you about to ask me how much I spent on that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, I never really added it up on purpose, but it was several hundred dollars, if not more than that, between the cost of the
CD. Much more than just sending the greeting card we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. The labels... I had a label press that would put the custom labels on the CDs, the jewel cases, because I was mailing them out in jewel cases, and then I had to buy the special padded shippers, and then the cost, you know, was for shipping every one of them was a couple of bucks, so it was spendy, and never got the ROI. I thought people would just start mailing cash back to me as a thank you.
Well... Maybe not, but I was effusive and I was always surprised when you're like, dude, you're one of the few people that even mentioned you got it.
Yes.
Yes. I look forward to it every year. I had that CD changer.
I think Cheryl liked it more.
Len had one of these CD changers. I would fill up my CD changer with a bunch of Doug's albums, his CDs, and play that in the CD changer back in the day before those went bye-bye.
How many did you have? How big was your CD changer?
100. I went for the big one. The 100.
Oh, no,
CD
no.
Changer.
I know. I went for I had the 400. The 400.
Shut up.
I am not kidding you.
Yeah. And isn't it sad when that went bye-bye?
Yeah, it went bye-bye. For me, it went bye-bye like 6 months after I got it. The iPod came out, which totally made my 400. Yeah.
There we go.
Scene.
Hey, do you guys got a couple more of these ideas that maybe we've rethought recently, like greeting cards, yards?
The Amazon list for me.
The Amazon list. Yeah.
At first I was like, you guys, this is, what is this? Like mail order your presents. This is so depressing. And I hated it. And then I liked everything I got for Christmas. And I was like, all right, that's not bad.
Maybe this is good.
Maybe this is good. And I'm going to become a fan. You know, it is like, I love, we definitely try to have a mix of like things that, oh, I saw this and I thought of you. But then also it's just like, it's just good information to be like, this is actually something that this person wants and I can get it for them. You know, it is, I think it's like a little bit less wasteful because sometimes you just end up donating or regifting a lot of things. So I became a fan of the list, you know, that or like a Pinterest board or something if you want to support. I also have like a Pinterest board of like indie companies and shops that I like to support. So I do a balance. I do shop at Amazon. I'm not super proud of it, but then also try to support the local shops too.
Let's put a couple more on here because after the break, I want to talk about these lists because I definitely have some thoughts about the list. Oh, gee, you got more on your list? A couple quick ones?
Yeah, I can put two of them together. We do family pictures every 2 years. You know, we hire a photographer and all of the pomp and circumstance of making sure that everybody wears the same matching colors. And you can see behind us that all those colors are,
yeah,
you know,
good job.
Color coordinated.
Yeah, well, I didn't do any of that, Paulette. I'm told what to wear. You'll be wearing black today. It goes with everything. So that's one of our ones. And then the other thing is spending a lot of time in Michigan during the summer. You know, that's kind of evolved over the years.
Oh, yeah.
When we lived in Michigan, of course, it was every weekend we would go. And I think a lot of that is, especially if you have a second place, it's like it turns into an obligation. You know, it's like, got to go to the lake house, you know, because we haven't been there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Oh, gee, that was on my list, was the vacation being more than just time off. Like, oh, it's not time off. I got to go to some place that's, you know, big and bold and different, or to your point, to the same place we always go, one or the other. Yeah. Len, you got more on your list?
One is we have like every 2 months, we have a game night where we have a bunch of people over and you got to host and you got to provide the food and
well,
the
that's
games.
Gotta stay.
And
the, that's so, got to stay.
Yeah, so that's got to stay. But then the other ones are, yeah, we have two vacations. We usually have our annual Maui trip, and then we do one in the summer. It's the summer trip to the desert, the annual.
To the desert, yeah.
Hottest place you can possibly find in the middle of summer. We do that every year too. So those have turned into traditions that we just, it's almost like we're obligated to do these things now.
Baking out at the pool.
Yeah.
We're going to think about all these traditions in the second half, but guess what we get to do now, guys? It is time to resume conflict on this show. We in 2023 are wiping the slate clean and starting over a new year of our annual trivia challenge. And so the score is 0-0-0. Doug's going to bring it. For those of you new to the show, we have a trivia challenge last all year long. Last year, our friend Eric in Detroit was nice enough to donate a great gift. What was it that he gave you, OG, when you won? It was Milk Bar.
Oh, I got a gift certificate to Milk Bar.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
Very good.
Yeah, and you got some good stuff added on to it. That just looked delicious.
Can we get a picture of that for the 201 newsletter maybe?
You know what? We'll just throw it in the basement. Yeah.
Or in the basement. He sent it to me proudly and said, look what you're not eating.
Yeah, it was like a cake and rude. A bunch of truffles.
I'm surprised he didn't send it to Len and Paulette as well.
Yeah, yeah, look, I would have been really sad. Like,
just all going in his mouth at once.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't eat also.
I know. But let's see who's going to eat cake this year. It is week one. Doug, what's our trivia today?
Well, first of all, before we do that, Joe, hey, Steve, I need you to get ready with the beep button. You're going to have to be on your game for this one. All right, buddy, you ready? Okay. All right.
Oh, hey, by the way, wait a minute. Even before you do that, really? Doug?
Really?
Well, no. Hold on. I think we should also tell the parents out there as well that this is usually a family-friendly show, but maybe... if you don't want kids to, ask what all the beeping
Adam's
is.
Adam's family friendly.
Yes, it's the first segment of this show already proved that it was a family friendly show.
Have you been listening to the last 20 minutes?
But yeah. All right. With that notice.
Okay. Here I go, Steve. Hey there, stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And today is the anniversary of Paulette Perhatch's F*** Off Fund. You know, that's the fund where, to be slightly more polite, you tell your boss to please go take a hike and you never return to work. Hey, Joe. No, I'm just kidding. Today, we call that rage quitting your job. But since we're talking about getting all nasty, let's talk about the word f- and just how many Benjamins that word has made people over the years. From an unspeakable word today, people have made money from f- for centuries. In the broadest sense, f***ing for money is the world's oldest profession. And now, popular books like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F*** are the New York Times bestsellers. According to the Oxford Dictionary, one of the earliest phrases using the word appears in a Scottish poem written by W. Dunbar in the phrase, be hispedes he wood out kids. Here's today's trivia kickoff challenge question. What year did that poem appear? I'll be back. See how I even made that rhyme? I'll be back with the answer right after I go wash my mouth out with soap. Did you get them all, Steve?
Man, I hope he did. But that's a great way to say hello, 2023, huh? How about that?
Wow. Everybody awake now?
Congratulations, by the way, Paulette, on the anniversary.
Thank you. The word has done a lot for my career. It's on my resume. It just cracks me up.
I remember when that hit. I remember just, wow, that was a huge thing. And still today is a huge thing. And maybe rage quitting takes its takes its lineage from that. But let's start off with the guy that won last year's challenge. Oh, gee, you get to go first. This Scottish poem by W. Dunbar with the phrase, including the word it. When did that appear?
I was thinking the Magna Carta.
Is that what they said in the Magna Carta?
I was thinking around that time, but I might go a little bit later than that. So then there's Columbus. Were we four-letter wording it around Columbus at that point? I feel like yes. I'm going to stick to the Magna Carta or around that anyways. I'm going to say just for S's and G's, how's about 1397? Which I know is a little wide berth from the Magna Carta before people send me messages. Hey, it was in the 1200s, dummy. I know.
1397.
Yeah, I knew that too. I knew that too about the Magna Carta, obviously.
Of course, duh. Of course. All right, Mr. Penzo, you're in the unenviable position of going second.
Yeah, I wish you'd ask the question, Doug, about the man from Nantucket, because I could have given you the year for that one. But
Led's favorite poem.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty old too. And of course, it's Scottish. So, gosh, that really throws you off. Yeah, right. Let's see. I'm gonna say. I'm sure it's very old. What was yours? What was OG's? 13 something.
1397.
1397 is what you said?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, I don't know. You know what? Could it be older than that? Or I don't know. I'll say maybe it's a little bit older than that. Let's say 1500.
1500 for Mr. Penzo. All right, Paulette.
Wouldn't that make it not older than that?
Yeah,
I meant younger. Sorry.
That make it possibly younger.
Like, he doesn't know what he's saying. Just let Grandpa go back to sleep, Paulette.
The number speaks for itself.
I'm like, are we doing BC or what's
older
that?
In the younger way?
The year that popped in my mind was 1300. So I'm just going to say that.
You say which year? 1300?
1300.
She's taking the under. All right.
All right. So she's going under. Ma'am, we'd love to tell you which one of these three is right, but we don't play that way. We will be right back. Stackers, if you're worried that 2022 might have gotten away from you, you know, of course, we've talked about all of these statistics where people are opening up more credit cards, they're taking on more debt. And if that was you in 2022, well, it's time for a better strategy in 2023. Become the CFO of your personal financial situation and put a debt strategy in place. Tactically take out debt when you need it with a strategy to repay. And if you need tools, well, partner up with Navy Federal Credit Union to pay down your credit card debt, as an example. You could get a low intro APR on balance transfer with their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card and a great tool to lower your interest while you're paying down debt. Navy Federal can also help you get started on your next home improvement project you might have. While you put together your plan for repayment, you can also get access to funds when you need them at a variable rate with their home equity line of credit. You can also get a fixed rate equity loan that has set monthly payments for large purchases. Consolidating debt with a home equity loan can streamline and lower your monthly payments. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lending, membership required, loan subject to approval. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details about credit cost and terms. HELOC APR as low as 6.5% as of November 23rd, 2022. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing. but they can also be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. Oh, God. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. U.S. Cellular, a company that sells phones, wants us to put down our phones and to see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus. OG kicked it off by going late in the 1300s. Now that Len and Paulette have their guesses, there was no real Chelsea Brennan here. What do you think? Got a shot?
I mean, dart at a dartboard, so we'll see. I think Len's got it.
Len, you do have the younger years now. If it was created in 1978 was the first time.
Those words go back. I don't know. Yeah. Like the earliest poem we have is from 4,000 years ago.
Yeah.
See? And that poem?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
No, there once was a man from Babylon who, Len, you feeling good about 1500?
I don't know. Numerically, I think I've got it. I think I've got the advantage, but who knows?
Numerically, it is a year.
Well, Paulette, if it was 4,000 years ago, maybe you got the advantage.
I never numerically have the advantage on this show, but let's see.
What do you mean you never numerically have the advantage?
Because you guys are always the ones that are good with the numbers and the money, and I'm good with the words.
Well, let's see if you're good with the numbers this time. Doug, what's our answer, man?
Hey there, stackers. I'm money trash talking boy, Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. In honor of Paulette's fund appearing for the first time on today's date back in Paulette, year please.
2016.
We're talking about the origins of this most dirty of words. An internet myth appeared in 2014 saying that the word was short for fornicating under consent of the king. A myth that historian and language scholar Kate Wiles debunked in a piece called On the Origins of the Word shortly thereafter. It sounds so academic.
I know,
when she puts it that way.
And it's actually true. This is all true. Yeah.
In fact, the website Kotaku went as far back as the 13th century to find names like John Lefebvre. A beggar from 1286 and 1267, something like that, and the excellent Simon Caboter, the latter of which related to, unsurprisingly, butter.
Butter.
Caboter.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
family show.
But. Let's get back on track. Today's trivia question was about the origin of this word. In what year did poet W. Dunbar write the phrase Be his feris he wolt how f***ed? Which appeared in that is authentic Gaelic pronunciation, by the way. Which appears in the Oxford Dictionary. The answer? In the year 1513, which means that 2023's trivia challenge opens with a W from Len.
There we go. That's off. We're off to a good start here.
Oh, the crowd goes wild. Mr. Penzo leads early. Nice work, my friend.
Sorry, Paula.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. What a way to begin the year. We'd like to apologize for all that.
Wow.
People responsible for that.
Are you bleeping all those? Sacked. Are there going to be bleeps on all?
So many bleeps.
Yes, so many bleeps, so little time. All right, let's go. The second half of today's show is brought to you by Magnify Money. Len, you know what happens when you go to Magnify Money? StackyBenjamins.com/Magnify Money.
Yes. You meet a man from Nantucket.
You may or may not.
You may or may
but
not.
But you will, guaranteed, find that all those brick and mortar banking products you're using, probably not best in class. There's lots of online banking happening and you may not be in on it. If you're not, go to StackyBenjamins.com/MagnifyMoney, where over 92% of all of the online products ranked head to head, whether it's savings accounts, checking accounts, interest rates are going up. You don't want to be left behind. StackyBenjamins.com/MagnifyMoney.
It works in Nantucket too, right? It does work there.
I think it very might.
Okay.
Yes. And if it doesn't, you just say something. Yes. Let's go through these and see if we can either make these either more frugal or more fun is going to be the thing I want to do here in the second half. Take all these ideas we had from the first half and see, is there a way to upsize these things? Maybe make them even better. So let's start off with Paulette. Paulette, for yours, you ever think about, instead of Ruth's Chris, maybe doing something that would even make it even better, but at the same time, cost less money, like KFC?
KFC. You know, and that's the interesting thing is like the reason that it is special is because we can only afford to do it once every 2 or 3 years, you know? Ah. So sometimes, I don't know, I think that that can be like a really dangerous place to get where it's like, well, it has to be expensive to be special, like for sure. Yes. But also like the food is amazing.
What if it were like a special place that you went to only on that date?
Mm-hmm. Like Ruth's Chris?
Only the... No, I meant like a picnic dinner that only happens at, you know, on X day, but it's a picnic instead.
Can it be a picnic at Ruth's Chris?
Yeah, like the waiting area at Ruth's Chris.
So who's bringing the seafood tower? Ruth's Chris or?
Ruth's Chris. I mean, it could be
pick
like.
Pick it up in advance. I'll take Del Frisco's.
Yeah, what could be special about that? The good thing is that like with, it's a psychological, you know, trick that you can kind of create positive associations. Oh my God, there was this place called, we never went, but it was called Homer's Original Smorgasbord in this little town where my best friend lived. And we joked about it all the time, how terrible it was. So it could be just like a goofball place you go. And it's like, this is where we go to celebrate. And then it would be enjoyable, but you can't argue that the food at Ruth's Chris isn't like amazing. So we get the pleasure of this amazing food because like you done good, right? So
yeah.
But I want to be open to that because I think being more frugal is important.
Well, I think it depends on where you're at, right? I mean, if it is a huge win, I think celebrating is important. I mean, OG, you're working with people on financial plans all the time. I think celebrating the milestones for some of these big goals, especially, means taking a break and maybe celebrating the, you know, I made it a quarter of the way to this win.
The hard part is that conversation that you have with yourself that sounds like I deserve ... Mm-hmm. Because that, you know, like Paulette was saying, that can get a little slippery in a hurry, especially if you're digging yourself out of issues. You know, oh, I finally paid off $1,000 in my credit card. I deserve it to take the family out to Ruth's Chris this weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, now you just put another $500 back on there. So did you really accomplish anything or did you just create an excuse for yourself to go eat a steak? You know, I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah, I think about people that celebrate paying off credit card debt by buying a big screen TV, or they stick to their budget for 3 months and they buy a big screen TV and it's of course on credit. I don't know that we can do anything with go somewhere by yourself and stare like Ron Swanson into the distance.
Pretty frugal.
That is very frugal.
Cheaper drink? I don't know.
Yep, that's not going to happen. Yep, we got the scotch is a scotch, so we don't really skimp on that sort of stuff around these parts.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, Len, about the prime rib one either. I mean,
well, there is. Actually, there is.
Oh, yeah, prime rib for sure, yeah.
Yes.
You can 100% change that.
Wait a minute. You're okay making him get a cheaper cut of beef, but you're not going cheap on the scotch. You're not going to drop down to the lauders on the bottom shelf.
You can get tenderloin instead of prime. You can get choice instead of prime at Costco. You can get a tenderloin slab instead of a big stand, you know, bone in ribeye.
Len, what were you thinking?
Well, I did that last year. There was a shortage of prime. I don't know how successful you were, OG, but there was a shortage of prime rib. You only could get the choice. Because it's called prime rib for a reason. So it was much cheaper. It was, as a matter of fact, it was about, it was more than 50% cheaper, actually, the choice. But there was a slight drop off in quality. Still, it was good. It was good. For the savings of 60%, I'd say it was probably, it was worth it from a money perspective, but you get what you pay for. So there are ways to cut corners by going with a cheaper cut of meat.
Remember back in 2006, 2007, when everybody was all about subprime? Well, that was something else. That was a whole different thing, maybe. Let's talk about holiday decorating. Changing it up for every holiday. I think
strings of popcorn.
What's that, Paul?
Strings of popcorn. Well, there's like printable stuff that you can like color with kids. And like, I think the crafts where you like make the things are really fun. Because then it's a memory of doing the thing as well.
I like that. I like leaning into the decorating. Like this year, I, instead of just hurrying to get the Christmas decorations up, I just put on some music.
You're like, I just packed my and went to Europe. That way, that really got me in the mood.
Grab some.
I really slummed it this year by taking a river cruise.
That may or may not have happened. That probably did happen. But before that, when I was putting the Christmas decorations up, instead of just throwing them up like we usually do, I put on some music. I just leaned into it. It took a few days. I grabbed some scotch and actually literally just had fun with it. Like had a blast decorating the tree. Did the same, taking it down, like got into the activity of it instead of just the sludge, you know, of another holiday, which Paul, like, goes back to your point early on. If this is your thing, if the holidays are your thing, I don't want to tell people, hey, don't decorate for these things. But if you're just doing it because it's what you do, I think that's where the problem comes in.
Because you're at Ross Just for Less and there's like an Easter egg basket, whatever, whatever. You know, like my mom brought me kitchen towels that say like gather with a pumpkin on it. And it was like really cute. She brought it for Thanksgiving. It was great. But like now I have such limited storage at this house. I'm like, what do I do? Like donate these towels and like that, you know? So for me, like I like to get in the spirit and I like to do the things, but in a way that is, I think, activity focused and also like maybe crafts and making something that's like a gingerbread. That's really easy. Or gingerbread house. It's really easy to get rid of those when you're done with that.
There's a great way to get rid of those. My dad, he had a few Santa Clauses he liked and that got to be a big deal. And every year, because nobody knows what to get my dad, we began giving him Santa Clauses. And finally this quote tradition of Santa Claus, he's like, you just got to stop. I can't just please stop. No more getting me this stuff. Cause it wasn't an intentional thing anymore. Mm-hmm. I think the intention might be the bigger part. What about greeting cards? Doug, sorry.
No, you know, you made me think of something I've been putting some thought into lately. And no, I'm not building up to a lame joke like Len usually does. This is serious and genuine.
Thanks a lot.
I don't actually even know why I took a swing at Len there.
I love you, Doug. Why do you always beat me up like this?
I don't know why I did this. That was uncalled for.
I thought this was the first sign there's a lame joke on the way, was saying there's no lame joke.
There's not a lame joke coming. But I had this chat with some of my kids this year. I'm starting to feel like we're buying stuff because you feel like you need to buy five things, six things, seven things for every person. And it just doesn't feel right. I would rather that this is what I've asked them to do now for the last several years is get me an experience that we're going to do together. So like in a couple of weeks, we got concert tickets and we're going to a concert in Chicago together. That for me is way more valuable than a sweater.
I got a restaurant you can eat at there.
Linea. Called Alinea.
Yeah. But it sort of plays into what I think is becoming a little bit popular now. Have you guys heard about the 4 gift rule for Christmas? A lot of parents are starting to get into this. It's called the 4 gift rule, something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. And it applies more to kids, but it's, you know, it limits the craziness of how much crap you're buying for people. And I like that idea. And then some people are swapping out the something to wear with someplace to go on that same line of what I asked my kids to do, which is let's create an experience with each other and a memory that we're going to have with each other. And it could just be, hey, we're going to go sledding. Or it's not like, you know, traveling necessarily, but I like that whole notion of bringing it down to kind of the focus of what it's about being with each other in the holiday.
Well, we'll link to our episode in early December with Tracy McCubbin, the organizational expert, when she was talking about this, because Paulette, she's all about your Amazon list you talked about earlier. Like Doug, to your point, if we're going to get people something, get them something that they're going to need and use. I find, I don't know, still at our holiday gift giving stuff, there's maybe not a third of it, but a quarter of it that I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't know what I'm going to even do with this stuff.
They're like, it's deodorant. Would you please start using it? This is a gift to us.
Yes.
Hey, one more alternative to the Christmas cards is instead of the Christmas card, how about a phone call? A lot of Christmas cards we send to or people, and I'm guilty of this, that I really have not spoken to in years, you know, several years for sure. And probably, you know what, I should do this myself, is make a phone call and save money on the card and give a phone call.
Well, even Len, and I love that idea, but it may be not as frugal and maybe a little bit more time intensive, but still, I think fun. The handwritten note has just gone away. And just a handwritten note, I think at Christmas time or any time, it's just, it always, with me, it makes a huge impact. Whenever somebody sends me a handwritten note, I'm like, God, I should do that. Cause it's so intentional and fun and really not that expensive.
Yeah. And it shows you it's more thought. And we try to do that in the Christmas cards, actually, is put a little handwritten note in there as well. So something that shows a little more thought, and it's cheaper.
What about this idea around, OG brought up the idea around vacations. We talked about vacations and going to the same place. How do you make that maybe either more meaningful or more frugal?
I hinted on mine. We go in the off season for the summer. We go to a resort in Palm Springs or Desert Mirage in the summer when it's 112 degrees and nobody wants to be there. And as a result of that, these really high-end resorts, they're giving away the rooms. They're giving the rooms away.
But you said it's amazing. You say nobody wants to be there, but you still say it's an amazing experience.
It is amazing because A, you've got almost the whole resort to yourself. And B, I mean, the place is fantastic. I mean, it's still great. It's just, you just got to be, you know, go hang out by the pool while it's, or be in the bar and play cards with your friends or something. But I mean, we have an amazing time every summer, even though it's really is miserable out there. But
you get to meet the paramedics. It's really nice.
Yeah, no, but you hang by the pool. Hey, the pool's cool. You still have a great time and you get fantastic. I mean, you just hang out at a really high-end resort that you could never otherwise afford.
I think, Len, to your point, just thinking more broadly about your vacation instead of just throwing money at it. One of the best vacations we took, we went to Joshua Tree National Park. And Len, you told me about a trail to take that was off the map. And that's like one of the most memorable things I've done and cost me nothing. That hike was so amazing that you told me about. Not a hike that the National...
Tell me what you did. You went to an old mining, an abandoned mining outpost where these guys were out in the middle of nowhere and they built this little hut. And the hut is still there. How is it? Over 100 years old, right? The little mining camp.
It was like
camp.
Stepping back in time.
Yeah.
What was cool about it was, Len, you told me about this hike. And then I went and researched it, which gave me this dopamine hit of I'm about to experience this thing. And so I build up this excitement about the hike. And because of the fact that it's not a marked trail, but a trail that you have to kind of find. And it's in the middle of the desert. And it was early September when it was 103 degrees out there. Like we had to get out there early, pack enough water, like all the planning that went into it. And then when we scrambled up the side of this hill, which took forever, and my knee was all bloody by the time we got up to the top of this thing, we would have walked past the mine if there weren't two people there. We're like, yeah, we're headed to the Eagle. What was it called? The Eagle Mine, Lost Eagle Mine. And they're like, yeah, it's right behind this tree. I'm like, really? And then we go behind the tree and all the stuff is still there. Like all the stuff the miners used, it was like they just abandoned it.
And isn't it, it's a sense of accomplishment that you actually found it. I mean, it's not something that's, it's really cool. It's a really cool experience.
But I think maybe spending a little more time, and then if you do spend money, that's fine, but it makes the trip more worth it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Makes it a lot more worth it. Oh, gee, you were talking about going to the same place every year and it feels like an obligation. How do you solve that one?
Yeah, I don't know that there is a way out of the obligation other than, you know, what we've started to do lately is there's a good time to be there. And then there's times where other people in the family have other stuff going on. So as opposed to, you know, just kind of hunkering down and effectively living in another place. Like last year, for example, I went up and golfed with Doug once or twice or whatever. I can't remember, you know, just kind of like break up the every day is the same, you know, at this place.
Yeah. Build like some new traditions you're talking about.
I mean, kicking Doug's butt at golf repeatedly is, I mean, it's hardly a tradition, but if he wants to call it a tradition, I'm okay with that. He probably doesn't. But just recognizing that, I think that other people have other things going on. Like our oldest is going to be a junior, so he has different school and work requirements now than when he was 8. Caroline can do whatever she wants. She's 6, you know, she can spend the whole summer up north, whereas the 17-year-old is got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
That was fun. I really enjoyed that.
There's a new tradition.
That was great, OG.
It's that golf simulator.
Thanks.
So just keep swinging. It's all in the hips, Doug.
What do you shoot, Doug? What do you shoot when you go out there on the course?
I'm about a 17 handicap, Lynn.
Yeah. I shoot high 60s, low 70s for 18.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yep. If it gets any warmer than that, I don't play.
Oh, my God. He's going to wait. Where's the, come on. Where's the,
there it is.
Found it.
You know you like
that. All right. I think on that horrible note, it's a good time to end this thing. I love the idea of thinking through these traditions instead of just blindly spending money. And don't get me wrong, if it is Ruth's, by the way, who owns that place? Does Ruth own it or Chris own it? That's what I
think
wonder.
Ruth bought Chris's thing. I think it's,
that's
I
right.
Do not
no,
like
that's
it.
Right.
I do not like that name. I think I looked it up because it annoyed me so much. I was like, why is this? Why?
It's like the old Fifth Third Bank. Is it Fifth Bank or Third Bank or the hell?
Yeah. Yes. Just make us say something normal, please.
I know, right? Hey, I think that's a good place to end it. Let's find what's happening where all of you guys live. OG, big plans this weekend, my friend?
Nope, no plans.
I love it. That is my favorite weekend activity.
Sitting around. Nothing.
So good.
But speaking of plans, Paulette, you've got a big thing coming up, a big thing for writers.
Big thing. We have our Powerhouse Writers group coaching program starting January 24th, and it is 4 months of setting up a foundation for a profitable freelance writing business. It's for writers who want to add power to their words, their work, and their earning potential. And super excited about the people we already have signed up and excited to meet the people who want to double down and take their freelance writing seriously this year.
I like the idea of making it profitable because I know a lot of people that get involved in writing and they're like, I don't know where this idea of people in the quote arts thinking that money is evil, right? Oh, no, no. If I make money, I'm not an artist anymore. No. Shouldn't think that way.
Yeah, that's how I fund my, 2 hours in the morning writing my morning pages and my novel. It's because I earn good money working for businesses, freelance writing, and helping people meet their aims. Like I've learned so much from my clients, not you guys, but other ones, and have really
just enjoyed to make that clear.
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed the people I've gotten to meet again, not you guys, but my other clients. And that's all been a really great time. No, it's all about getting to those jobs where you earn more and you are having more fun. So I've really loved it. And I love how business is also a creative expression. That was such a surprise to me, but it's been really enjoyable.
Yeah, the ahas that turn on. Len Penzo, what's going on at lenpenzo.com this coming week?
Well, this week, their discussion came up about extended warranties. In particular, extended warranties for tires. And there seems to be quite a discussion going on about whether that's actually a good deal or not. Quite a controversy. It depends. People feel strongly on both sides. So we look at that and discuss the pros and cons of used warranties for tires.
So if you feel like screaming and yelling about the extended warranties on tires, which is all the controversy.
Nothing but the best here at lenpenzo.com, folks. The burning questions.
That is fabulous. But extended warranties in general, you always wonder. I was buying a chainsaw yesterday and they're like, do you want the extended warranty? And you always have that. I could be like
no, I'll be in prison.
That's right. Yeah. Right after. No. Yeah. Make the movie first. And then, what the hell was that about?
Get it? Cause you're going to murder people with it.
I do. That's why I said, no, make the movie first. And I'm like,
not the movie.
No, the real thing.
Really murdering people. That's funny, right?
Here we wait. Found it again. Found both of them. Wow. All right. I think that's going to do it as we crash land the plane again on a Friday. Doug, please get us out of here. What should we have learned today?
Oh, gladly, Joe. First, traditions, they may actually become even more fun and less expensive if you give them a moment and really lean into them. Second, take it from Len and OG, locking the door to keep your family out, drinking some booze alone with a good piece of steak is a fine tradition to start. But the big lesson? Thank goodness Steve doesn't charge by the hour. All this beeping Steve's got to add to this podcast after that potty mouth trivia. Holy cow, we're making him work. Hey, Steve, I just had an idea. Maybe you should, put a light over the window of your engineer booth, you know, and like shine it red when we're over the limit on our time with you. Like, you know, like a big red light over the window so we can all see it. And you can stand there telling us that we've had too many, you're going to make a lot of money if you put a red light over your window. All right, we'll work on it later.
Thanks to Len Penzo for joining us today. You can find Len at lenpenzo.com/Nantucket. Thanks also to OG for joining us today. Looking for good financial planning help? Head to thestackingbenjamins.com/OG for his calendar. This show is the property of SB Podcast, LLC, copyright 2023, and is created by Joe Saul-Sehy. Our producer is Karen Repine. The show is written by the brilliant Paulette Perhatch, with help from me, Joe, and Doc G from the Earn and Invest podcast. Take a deeper dive into all the topics we cover on each episode by checking out our newsletter, The 201. You'll find The 411 on all things money at The 201. Just go to stackingbenjamins.com/201. Tina Eichenberg makes the video version of this show. Once we bottle up all this goodness, we ship it to our engineer, the amazing Steve Stewart. Steve helps the rest of our team sound nearly as good as I do right now. Want to chat with friends about the show later? Mom's friend Gertrude is our social media coordinator and the room mother in our Facebook group called The Basement. So say hello when you see us posting online. To join all the basement fun with other stackers, type stackingbenjamins.com/basement. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you next time back here at the Stacking Benjamin Show. Not only should you not take advice from these day-old donuts, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor.
Welcome to the after show. Paulette, welcome to the after show.
God, sorry. Jeez, your little secret club.
It is a secret club. But you were talking about a song. What song were you talking about?
We were talking about the diarrhea song that my family used to sing.
We did. We called your mom.
On vacation. Oh, my God. And so many people posted them on The Basement. And oh, my God, I played it for my mom at Christmas. She died laughing. We were dying.
I missed that one. I got to go back and look at that because I was in
it was a good one.
Sailing Down the Danube.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Check it out. People tagged me. It was great.
I do want to ask you, let's talk about the off fun anniversary. Like, I would imagine there'd be some pushback. Like, you get some emails on both sides of that thing.
Literally one jerk face. Like, that's it. It was – what was amazing about it was how there was so much response and it was so overwhelmingly positive. And I was like – it really was a time where I was like, this is going to happen once in my life. And this is like a little roller coaster I get to go on right now. But it was great. It was really nice.
OG, have you ever sworn in public?
Like at my kids or at dinner?
I remember in fourth grade, I was in this – it was a play – and we were messing around with the microphone and I got this kid to say right in front of the microphone and I turned it on when he was saying it. And Mr. Good, our principal, who was not good at all, by the way, Mr. Bad, came over and put his arm around me. Kind of like when I got my brother in trouble doing the similar stuff that we've talked about in the past. Yeah. But no, you've never...
I mean, I swear in public all the time.
Got your mouth washed out with soap.
Yes, all that's happened. Like, I'm confused as to the question. I don't remember doing it when I was in fourth grade, but I try to stay off the public stage while stay off the microphone and swear. That would be career ending for a hot minute. But although I've known it to happen to other people.
It doesn't seem to be as career ending now as it was 25 years ago. 25 years ago, you said,
go f- yourself, San Diego.
That's right. Yeah. Like then it'd be suicide.
I was watching SportsCenter the other day. They had an interview with somebody and he swore. They didn't beep it out.
Nothing.
I think it was too live. It was like they didn't have the delay built into it. Mm. And I know they were just like, ow, crap.
There it goes. Here comes the fine.
It is so funny, though. It's like a collection of sounds that we all respond. It's like if you've raise your middle finger, it means something. It's like all this. And if you know any curse words, like one of my favorite curse words that like I kept in my soul from Paraguay, like I still say if I stub my toe or something. And I love that I can like say it as loud as I want. Anyone can hear it. No one has any idea what it means. So like in that context, nobody cares. But like on TV in Paraguay, I could be fined or whatever. It's just this really weird hierarchy of words. I just think it's a very silly human thing.
Weird flex.
Len, did you have a potty mouth growing up?
No.
Get in trouble for the Italian family, I would think.
No. Me growing up, no. Not me. No.
Do you see the halo over Len's head? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the halo appears. No. I'm Len Penzo. So you going to tell us the Paraguay word, Paulette?
Añara copeguare.
And we just got banned in Paraguay.
You say that really loud when you stub your toe? That's a sentence.
Añaraco, beguare. Or you can say, añaraco. That's a good one, too. That's just a shortened version.
Is that made with plantains?
Well, this show's over, Stackers. But you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month. And that means that we've got time still for a shout out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who was in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who was in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers, who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers so many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.